The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On Trash Talk.
Awesome. Thanks, Ray. Appreciate your time. Buddy.
Yep. Have a great week.
That's Ray Ferraro from TSN.
Sherman, do you ever score in the shootout, Ray?
I know. I'm late.
He was just on.
Get him back on the line.
Hey, Costanza.
Star Wars.
Han Solo. Guy's such a stud. And I have a crush on the big guy there. He's such
Harrison Ford.
Oh, God. He's such a stud. God, he's a stud.
Okay, like she's...
Staying up to date.
I'm not even kidding. Even when I listen to Lenny Kravitz now, and I love that song American Woman, so it's in a regular playlist. I hear it, I'm like, yeah, those two are happily together. I'm glad they're doing well, all this kind of stuff. And then you hear that kind of thing. An old dirty bastard. I mean, at least the other two are alive. This guy passed away. It's been 17 years. That's really hard to swallow. Rest in peace, ODB.
It's time for Struds On.
Jimmy G. So it's an interesting offseason where the 49ers are just trying to give away Jimmy G. They'll do anything to get rid of him and his contract. And, for obvious reasons, that contract is a very, very rich one for what they perceive value of Jimmy and what he can actually accomplish on the field. So they agree on a settlement. Where they get a new deal, and it's cut down drastically from what they had. And that, quite frankly, makes them more interesting and more probably appealing to other teams if there was injuries. So it's very ironic when, tragically, this weekend, Trey Lance, a young quarterback who I think has a lot of potential in this league, you could see as soon as it hit his leg, his foot was just pointing the wrong direction, and it was just a complete mess. But, Trey's out, and in comes old Jimmy. Old Jimmy G, nobody wants him, and he goes in there, and he has himself a pretty damn good game. Rushes a touchdown and throws one in, throws for 154 yards, and I would love to know where his mental state was, when he saw that injury, and now, and you know, when you see a buddy or a teammate get hurt, and you see an injury like that, you know, guys, you know where it's at, you know where, you know what the prognosis, this isn't just like a sprained ankle where he's out for a couple weeks. You know he's out for the year. So now they're right back where they were before. Jimmy G is now the guy. He is now the guy that's going to be working it for the 49ers all year in the NFC West as they try to kind of get themselves, I'm guessing, into the top of that division. But I would love to know when he closed his eyes last night how he felt, where he was at as far as how he thinks is he... Like, does he think about the fact that he was the second choice? Or does he now say, this is my opportunity. I have 1 year left. I'm a free agent after this. And I can really make a name for myself on what's a good team.
I'll ask you this, Struddy. When you started as a seventh defenseman, when there was an injury, did you go in saying, God, they didn't want me here. It wasn't a top six. You're like, no, here's my opportunity.
Yeah, no, for sure. Opportunity is a great thing. But I wonder if it's not different for a starting quarterback. Like, he was the guy there. And then... Like, Trey, I think, has got a future in the league, too. So I wonder if it's different, because that's way up. Like, the expectations for me weren't exactly like, you got to save the team, right? Whereas for Jimmy, this is his year. This is not his year, sorry. I really think the 49ers think they have a Super Bowl champion challenger here in that team. Now, you know, they beat Seattle. They lost the first week to Chicago, and that game is probably a bit of an aberration when you look at the weather conditions. So I'll give them the break that they're 1-1. But I wonder if that's the different situation. So the Niners were a team I wanted to watch, I wanted to focus on. But now, Griggs and Connor, you can jump in here too, I think. This, for me, is a must-watch team because of just how quickly, boom, this now changes kind of the approach and how Jimmy G would approach his season for sure, Connor.